Hi, this is Nizeek with VIPM.
Hi, Nizeek. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. And how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I just spoke with Lou Hellman. I don't know if he told you that I would be calling.
Yeah, he did.
He did? Okay, good. So I understand that you own a pest management company. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the business. Do you have a website set up or a business Facebook or anything like that?
I do have a website. I have a business Facebook and Instagram set up. I haven't done anything with it. I'm not really social media savvy, so that's a part of it as well. And then, yeah, basically everything else is set up too. I have a Google page set up. Yelp is set up. I'm not paying for it though. That I was for a little bit, but it was just outrageously priced for what it was.
Yeah, I hear that a lot about the Yelp, because a lot of people, when they hire someone online, they'll say, let's Google it. So Yelp sometimes is good for like a restaurant or something like that. But for service oriented businesses, it's much better to be, spotlighted on Google. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your web address, by the way?
ValueIPM, I believe.
.com?
Yeah, it should be ValueIPM. Let me look and see.
Yeah, the acronym for Inspired Pest Management. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, it came up. So that's the correct web address, so that's good. And then where are you located? Are you also in Antioch, or are you in a different city? Or?
Antioch, yes.
Antioch, okay, good. And then tell me about your service area, meaning how far do you typically go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
The average. So from where I'm located right now, so like Antioch, I go to like Bay Point.
Okay.
And then to Discovery, or to Oakley, basically. So from Bay Point to Oakley.
And then... How far would you say that is in miles, if you had to guess?
Man, I know Google had a good representation of it when I picked it up. I wouldn't actually know.
Let me look. I'll just put in Bay Point to Oakley on Google and see what it says. You know how the Google Maps are. They seem to know all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. And then what we do, I don't know how much Lou has told you, but we would take your Google listing that you've already created and have you add us as a manager to it. And then we would optimize that page to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So that way, anytime someone is looking for your services, we make sure that you're found on the first page every single time. And what that encompasses is also, programming you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then part of why I asked you about the business Facebook, it's great that you already have one set up, even though you haven't done anything with it. And here's why. We're a premier partner to Google, so Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool how it works. You know how when you do a search pretty much, for anything online, chances are next time you go to the Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and since you were referred by Lou, I can actually give you the same pricing that he has. He was coming in on like a special promotion. So it would be just a flat rate month to month of $249. There's a $99 setup fee that would go on the first payment only.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that monthly payment of $249.
Yeah, and you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. So it's not going to matter if, you know, you start out slow and you take on 5 new clients in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 new clients in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I know that you're going to love it. So I can go ahead.
I was going to ask. So, I mean, you guys are decently large. I know you guys called me a few times in the beginning of me starting my company.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering in your, do you guys have experience setting up these pest control posts and stuff like that?
100%. Yep. And okay. Here's why. Everybody uses Google across the board. So we deal with pest control and contractors and beauty salons and any type of industry that you can think. Overall, Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. Okay.
For sure.
Now, one thing that sets us apart is that we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. And that benefits you. Anytime you deal with a premier partner to Google, then you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. And the reason, that we know that this works all across the board is that over 19 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. Yeah, it's insane because it's all performance-based. You know what I mean? We don't make people sign contracts or agree to a minimum term, you know? So the only reason they're continuing to renew with us month after month after month is because it's profitable and it's working and it's bringing them business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested.
Okay. Let me ask you then, is this the phone number that you already have displayed on your Google page?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I can send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one on the Facebook, thevalueipm@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, so let me indicate that. And then what's your last name?
Smith.
Okay. That's cool. You have a unique first name and a very common last name. That's awesome. Mine is opposite.
You think it's cool. You think it's cool, I'm very upset.
Oh.
I wish I had a cooler last name sometimes. It's just like so basic. What's your name?
My name's Tina Tongafau. My husband's Samoan, so I have the tricky last name.
I love Samoan last names. I used to have a friend, his last name was Tutuya.
Tutuya.
And I don't know. They're just always so interesting. Especially customers too. I see all the different last names. One of them was like 2 lines long of a last name.
They'll have those long names with all the vowels in them, and it's crazy. Funniest thing. But my maiden name is common, like Smith is in America. My dad is from Germany, so my maiden name is Mueller. And so when I was a little kid, my grandparents were too fancy to just have Mueller. It was too common to them. So they went to the court and they bought on a second part, which was Wunsch, which means wish in English. So officially I was Mueller Wunsch, but I never used the Wunsch part growing up, of course, but but they didn't think that Mueller was fancy enough, I guess. So
Man, I need to go and do that. Change my last name.
I know, right?
That's Smith so is just funny. So, like, it is the last name, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm just
but
like,
hey. I'll probably never meet another Nyzeek Smith, so that's the good thing.
Oh, never. Yeah, never. If you meet another Nyzeek, I'll be surprised.
Exactly. That's why I said they were very smart to give you a very unique first name, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, what is the business address, Nyzeek?
So I don't have, a physical address. I have, the P.O. box or, a physical P.O. box location. It's, I believe, 3377, number 183, Deer Valley Road.
Okay.
In Antioch, California, 94531.
I see that, 183. Okay. Now, Google will reject a P.O. box or what's called a P&B address if it's like a mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store. But the good news is you already have a verified listing, right? So we're not going to have to do anything, special with the address or tweak it or anything like that because you already have the verified listing, right? I just wanted to make sure that it matches the one that you used when you set up that Google business page. Do you think
that's the case? I don't think so. I might have used my personal address.
Yeah, and then you hit it on the profile, right? That's usually what Google will recommend rather than a box. But let me just put this one as a side note just in case we need it. The 3377 Deer Valley Road, 183 Antioch.
Yeah.
And then 94531. And then just so it matches, I'll put in the profile the address that you had used to verify it. So what's that address?
112 Daphne Court, Antioch, California. 94509.
Got it. Okay. And then that's a hidden address, so I'll indicate that. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Let's do – it's probably better to use debit, honestly. Let me actually double check.
Okay.
I have so many things set up on my credit card, so it'll take me literally 2 seconds to check this.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. I want you to use the one that you're comfortable with, so – sometimes it pays to take that extra time to just look into it.
Let's use the debit. Yeah, I'll do debit.
Okay. Yeah. Now, does it say your name on the card, just first and last, or does it have a middle name or initial?
It's just first and last, I believe. Let me just double check. Oh, no, it is the middle initial.
Of?
Or middle name. Middle, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's the middle name?
E.
Oh, it's just the initial. Nyzeek E. Smith?
Yeah. No, that is my middle name, though. E is my middle
name. Oh, that's cool. It's just the one E, though, right? I don't have to put anything else. Okay, good. And is it Nyziq for the first name?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, is the Daphne Court also the billing address, or is it the other address for billing?
Oh, man. I think it's the other address for billing. Let me just double check that real quick. I have the account up. Alert settings. It's the other address.
Okay, so give it to me one more time because I put it on the other screen and I don't want to go back and lose this. So what is it again?
It's 3377 Deer Valley Road, Antioch, California, 94531. It's
183 or?
Yeah, number 183.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. And 94531. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Alrighty. Chase always confuses me.
You
made the card named Chase Cash, and I think that's my debit card for some reason. I don't know why, Cash.
Oh, and then it's a credit card. Yeah.
And then they have one that's called a debit card.
Yep.
The card number is 4427.
Okay.
4270.
Got it.
7681.
Okay.
6083.
Okay, and expiration?
Is September
2028. Okay, and then the code on the back?
793.
Okay, so what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of the voice verification is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Value-Inspired Pest Management.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Nyzeek Smith, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And the client interview will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. We're triply booked for the rest of the day, but I do have one appointment open at 2. Do you think that that would work? If not, I'll see what's open tomorrow.
2 today?
Yes.
I can be available, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so let me grab that. And what I'm going to do, just to be safe, is I'll block out the whole hour from 2 to 3 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And
okay.
Then lastly, since I got you the same pricing that Lou had, which is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did.
Perfect. Okay. So if you click on the link, all you have to do is once that page opens, you go all the way to the bottom, and there will be 2 little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug your name in, and please include the middle name because it's on the card. And when you hit confirm signature, it will ask you if it goes through for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that information is already in your welcome email. But if you see that prompt, then that means that it went through okay.
Perfect. It just
okay. It did. Okay, perfect. So that's good. And then lastly, you're going to get an email that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. That automatically goes out to everyone that we sign up, regardless if they have a Google listing or not. You already have the Google listing, so you're not going to have to do that step. So I'm going to send you a second email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So you can ignore the one about the pictures and just do that second one that I'm sending you. And then after we gain access to the page, if anything else is needed after the fact, we'll communicate with you then, okay?
Okay. All right. I just got that.
You did. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, it's really simple. It takes, you know, a couple minutes, but you'll be able to follow the instructions, you know, very quickly. And if you have any hiccups on it, then my technician will help you when they call you at 2, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, so you're all good to go. So welcome aboard, Nyzeek. I'm glad that it worked out for you. Have a very profitable year. And then stand by. My technician will be calling you within the next hour or so.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
I will. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.